Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 29th of March 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Justin VK7TW. On 14.13 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. WIA 2020 Annual Conference cancelled. The WIA wishes to advise members and friends that the WIA 2020 Annual Conference has been cancelled. This is to comply with the federal government directive that precludes meetings or gatherings of more than 100 people and to also refrain from unnecessary travel. The WIA apologises for any inconvenience caused. A request has been made to ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, for a delay in holding the annual general meeting. The WIA 2021 annual conference will be held in Hobart and the date will be advised soon. Again, we apologise for any inconvenience caused and we hope to see you in Hobart in 2021. 73 from the WIA board. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held, including the latest delivery on the 12th of March, is in the email version of the broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in delivery of any of the cards in your area. If you have any questions regarding QSL cards, please contact Herman by email. And the address is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager for the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and Television Group, NWTR and TVG, and notice to members and visitors. It has been the decision of the committee to cancel the April 4th meeting in the light of the current regulations caused by the coronavirus or COVID-19 and the serious situation we all find ourselves experiencing. Committee will consider the June 6 meeting just before this date and try to get a last-minute update to the news about the situation as it is then. We are taking the advice given by state and Commonwealth leaders as it is announced and our decisions will be based on that. I apologise for the late announcement, but it is the only way we can act on the latest information. Best wishes and keep safe from Cheryl, VK7HSC, President of the NWTR and TVG. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. This news segment from the north this week necessarily will be rather short for reasons that will be readily understood by all. COVID-19 is making its mark all around the world, affecting us all in many ways that we would never have thought could happen in these times. Closer to home, all NTARC members would now have now received their email or letter from Idris VK7ZIR, President of NTARC Inc., advising that we had been obliged to close our club rooms until further notice. As a result, this has thrown even our coming events items, usually your scribes turn to item when no other news items are forthcoming, out of the equation. What more can be said? Very little, beyond perhaps the suggestion that this closure now in place, this might be a good time for you all to make the most of your stations and hobby. Get yourselves on air if band conditions dictate. Otherwise, dig out those unfinished projects and get them further advanced in readiness of when we all catch up again once again at the club rooms. I suspect in my case I will now have some time to finish many of my unfinished quilts. Yes, the sewing machine, or in my case machines, will be sprung into action. Luckily, my hoard of fabrics is as great as the OM's hoard of integrated circuits, diodes and other semiconductors, capacitors, resistors and other electronic components. More tidily organised, though, I must say. We do have one new news item to hand. We will therefore now hand over to Peter, VK7PD, who provides us with an update in relation to the John Moyle Field Day held last weekend. And Peter says, John Moyle, VK2JU, silent key, was editor of a technical magazine which subsequently became Electronics Australia through its various iterations from 1939 until his untimely death in 1960. He was also Australian delegate to the IARU in 1959-60. During John's editorship, first Radio and Hobbies, and as subsequently rebadged Radio TV and Hobbies, described many projects for the Radio Amateur which were widely built and used. Little wonder an annual field day is held in his honour in Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. This year the field day was scheduled to run between midday local time on Saturday, March the 21st, to midday Sunday, March the 22nd. To celebrate the event in VK7, it was reported that a 4 field stations were planned. Richard VK7BX on Mount Wellington, Justin VK7TW Portable in Hobart, Peter VK7KPC at Ross, and a group of 3 NTARC members using the club's call sign VK7TAZ Portable at White Hills. Things didn't get off to a good start. Richard was called to a job in Launceston at 4 a.m. on the Saturday morning. When he arrived back in Hobart, it was raining, and Mount Wellington looked uninviting for the erection of VHF antennas and microwave equipment, so he decided to operate from home on VHF and UHF instead, with possible some HF to flavour the mix. Meanwhile, Andrew VK7DW and James VK7JAM were up and running at White Hills by the start time on HF, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. By the time Peter VK7PD arrived at around 12:45 p.m. with the 10 gigahertz gear, earlier than originally planned, Andrew and James had made voice contacts on the 3 higher bands with VK7MO and VK7HH and were being chased by some enormous signals on HF. Peter had originally planned to set up microwave gear on 13 centimetres, 9 centimetres and 3 centimetres in time for Richard's arrival on Mount Wellington at around 3 p.m. When this was cancelled, the decision was made to set up earlier on 3 centimetres, 10 gigahertz, only for a QSO with VK7MO. The early arrival was fortuitous because Peter soon discovered that 2 vital pieces of equipment were missing, including a hammer for driving guy rope pegs into the ground. An express trip home and back saw a voice contact with VK7MO on 10 GHz, happening by 2:50 p.m. This permitted another to be made at 3:05 in the next time slot. Meanwhile, contacts were made with VK7ZBX on 2 metres and 70 centimetres from his home QTH, and on 2 metres and 70 centimetres to VK7KPC Portable at Ross. Contrary to recent conditions, propagation was surprisingly good on HF. All field stations reported good results. By 5 p.m, a VK7TAZ Portable had made contacts on 40 metres, 20 metres, 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres, 23 centimetres and 3 centimetres. Photos of the VK7TAZ Portable, VK7KPC and VK7TW Portable field stations can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. On the Sunday morning, some of us kept the field day alive by making contacts under our own call signs, and VK7KPC Portable made a few more from Ross. On an unrelated matter, on Sunday morning, Brian VK7KWB had a digital contact with Richard VK7ZBX on 1296.2 MHz after completing his now customary contact with Rex VK7MO on that band, Well done, Brian and Richard. Despite some early snags, it was in all a satisfactory weekend for VK7 and might hopefully encourage others to get out of the shack and or do something different. Thanks are due to all those who went on air and gave contacts to other participants near and far. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Thank you, Peter, for that extensive report on what has proven to be one of the final NTARC events before the necessary COVID-19 club shutdown. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now continuing with the NTARC news. And yes, folks, I regret to say that you did hear that correctly, as the club rooms have been closed, all future events have been cancelled, at least for the foreseeable future. Please stay tuned to the weekly VK7 Regional News Broadcast, though, as we will use this venue to let you know when club events can resume. That means that our twice weekly coffee mornings and Wednesday evening technical sessions have ceased until further notice. We had previously cancelled the April general meeting, and depending on what prevails in coming weeks, the May general meeting looks also to be a non-starter. We have also been advised by the Tasmanian Equine Endurance Riders Association, TERA, that the Easter equine event has been cancelled. As we mentioned earlier, please keep the mind active and those fingers agile while working at your QDH. Who knows, from what VK7PD reports, events on last week's John Moyle Field Day, HF band conditions may actually be more open than they have been lately to help you through this period of social distancing. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to either of the following addresses: ntarc.emails@gmail.com or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com. As for some time, the weekly news will become the medium for informing all about happenings in the amateur radio world. It would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. Now news from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Club rooms closed until further notice. Given the recent advice from the Australian Government and health authorities about indoor events needing 4 square metres per person, the committee has taken the regretful step of closing the club rooms until further notice. This affects the Wednesday afternoon group and the DATV Experimenters Night. As things develop, we will keep members in the loop through regular email and broadcast updates. And that's come 73 from the REAST committee. Club rooms reno, help when wanted. Considering the news about the MTV and WIA AGM weekends being cancelled, the activity relating to the Queen's Domain club rooms has been revised. Thanks to the Lunchtime Group and the DATV Experimenters Group for sorting through the material in the shack and operations room. This has prepared us well for the work we are wanting to do over the Easter weekend whilst the club rooms are closed. We are still looking for some helpers who can spare an hour or two over the Easter weekend. We need gophers, general assistants, dab hands on the brush that feel confident in painting the odd door or two for both prep and painting days. If you would like to volunteer for an hour, hours or days, then please contact Tony VK7VKT on secretary@reist.asn.au. And 73 from the REAST committee. DATV Working from the Shack Experimenters Night. We decided that due to the COVID-19 restrictions, we would trial a Working from the Shack DATV Experimenters Night, and this involved Justin VK7TW in the DATV studio streaming and via RF, and he was taking comments via the YouTube chat channel and repeater too. We started the night by looking at amateur radio updates and cancellations due to COVID-19. We then took a look at a recent gift from Larry VK7WLH of a 600mm 10GHz disc and the modifications he is doing to the feed to put a WR90 transition on it. We then move to a recent Resource Tip Shop purchase of a Yaesu Active Antenna FRA7700, which Justin has modified to make it more usable for any receiver. We did a review of the John Moyle Memorial Field Day contest, a reminder, 21 to 22nd of March 2020. Contest rules, which was a great self-isolation activity. We then finished with a review of the latest Dubus and AR magazines and the articles contained within. If you have some suggestions for coming nights, then please let me know and I will try and incorporate them. If you have a project, then let me know, and if you are not in self-isolation for a medical reason, then we may be able to get you along and we can accommodate the 1.5 metre separation. We finished with some call-ins on Repeater 2 and the chat channel in the studio and ran some interesting videos for those watching on the RF channel. We get underway this Wednesday night and take a look at the Reist Facebook events for more details. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenters Working from the Shack Night number 2 from 7:30 PM. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Technical article. ITU Guidelines for Emergency Communications Plans. The International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, has launched new guidelines for the development and implementation of national emergency telecommunication plans. The ITU is taking the step as to help countries better manage disaster response activities at a time when the frequency, intensity, and human and economic impact of disasters is on the rise worldwide. The exceptional COVID-19 crisis we are going through right now shows how vital information and communication technology networks and services are, both to respond to the current pandemic and to address disaster management, said IT Secretary General Ulin Zal. Now more than ever, the implementation of comprehensive national emergency telecommunication plans can ensure that there is effective and timely sharing of information across all levels of government, within affected communities and among humanitarian agencies to prioritise response efforts and to save lives. A National Emergency Telecommunications Plan sets out a strategy to enable and ensure communication availability during the phases of disaster mitigation, preparedness, response and recovery. By promoting coordination and engagement across all levels of government, humanitarian agencies, service providers and communities at risk. When disaster strikes, there is no time to think about what to do and how to organise response. It is crucial that all stakeholders are prepared beforehand and ready to take action, said Doreen Bowden-Martin, Director of the ITU Telecommunication Development Bureau. Mock exercises include tabletop talk-through and walk-through exercises to full-scale drills help to ensure smooth emergency response amongst those involved in disaster management and communications. ITU has already assisted several countries in developing their national emergency telecommunication plans with the setting up of early warning and monitoring systems and the provision of emergency telecommunications equipment. And that comes from Critical Comms. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 AM at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, club meetings cancelled till further notice. Reist, club rooms are closed until further notice. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events: WIA Annual Conference Weekend of the 8th to the 10th of May 2020 has been cancelled. REST meetings on the domain have been cancelled. NWTR and TVG April meeting has been cancelled. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7FB. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7FB. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.